2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic. Forgiving college debt. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
It's the forgiveness program that keeps on forgiving. President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. It's being argued in court. There's a lot of lawsuits filed over it. I'm sure you're not surprised by that. But a judge put it on pause. So President Biden one-ups the judge. He extends the pause on the monthly payments on these loans. And Dave, he's standing by his program. He says, like, I'm going to extend the pause, but my program is 100% legal.
But the courts disagree with you. And that they're the ones that matter, right? This is getting ridiculous. This back and forth, is it there? Is it not? This constant... I don't know how to describe it. We can't plan. We can't move forward. We don't know what to do. We don't know what the future is going to look like. And again, going back to the root cause, does this change tuition prices? Does it change fees? Does it change any of the lending practices? No.
So here's how this all played out. So President Biden, let's go back a few months. He announces he'll forgive $10,000 to $20,000 of college loan debt, depending on what your income was when you qualified for it. Then he's sued by a lot of entities. They sue him. They're like, we're going to be harmed by this. You can name the argument. They used it in court. Well, a judge says, we're going to put I think there was a couple of judges who put the pause on some of the program back east. And then another judge is like, I'm putting the pause on this forgiveness program all across the nation. So then yesterday, the president's like, that's fine. I got one better for you. I'm going to pause the repayment program for now until June. Here's what the president said. He is standing by his program.
But I'm completely confident my plan is legal. But right now, it's on hold because of these lawsuits. We're not going to back down, though, in our fight to give families breathing room. That's why the Department of Justice is asking the Supreme Court of the United States to rule on the case. But it isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuit. For that reason, the Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the courts, but no later than June 30, 2023, which would give the Supreme Court an opportunity to hear the case in its current term.
Well, I think, again, what I hear is we're desperately trying to make this happen, but the courts keep getting in his way.
President Biden, Greg, says his program's completely legal. Greg Scorn is KSL legal analyst live on the line. Is it?
Well, Debbie, two judges from some pretty powerful circuits in the country, one in the Eighth Circuit in Nebraska and the other in the Fifth Circuit in Texas, have said that it's not. And so I don't share his confidence. And with the current makeup of the Supreme Court, I think that he's probably in trouble. I'm not sure why he has such confidence or why he doesn't just go to the legislature and have it done the right way, the correct way, the way that would clearly be legal. But I think he's in a real uphill battle.
Why is this so problematic for the president? Why can't he just wield his magic wand and forgive this debt?
That's actually the ultimate question, Dave, and that's why the lawsuit was brought. They feel like the plaintiffs in each of these cases feel like the president overstepped his executive boundaries and what he's allowed to do by being the president, and that is that the Congress should do it. That the House of Representatives and the Senate should pass legislation that forgives student loan debt. And it's not something, and we give the president a lot of authority and a lot of leeway in issuing policies and things like that. But I think that the feeling is that he's overstepped that in this case by trying to forgive these billions of dollars in student loans when Congress should have jumped in. And so far, they don't seem willing to do that.
Well, and some could argue this made sense. President Trump initiated this to begin with during the pandemic when people were sent home and a lot of them were laid off and didn't know if they're going to have a job. And they've got these student loans hanging over their heads that they got to pay. So there's something the federal government can do to kind of give them a little bit of relief. But now we are kind of trying to learn to live with this pandemic. It's not gone away, but life seems to be getting back to quote unquote normal. I don't know if he can still hang his legal argument, Greg, on the pandemic.
And you're exactly right. That's what gave the previous administration the authority to put these on hold, was that there was an emergency going on. There was this pandemic. And President Biden is using that same authority to do what he's doing. But the pandemic isn't what it was 2 years ago. It isn't what it was when the Trump administration said, whoa, time out. We need to do some things here. So he doesn't have that same necessity or immediacy that prior administration did. And really, we don't think of the pandemic anymore the way we did in 2020.
Now, he mentions that he wants to give the Supreme Court plenty of time to look at this, to rule on it. Is this just an excuse to buy time?
You know, kind of. I mean, I think he's got to get the word from the Supreme Court anyway, and they're certainly in session, and they're going to be hearing cases. I just don't see them jumping in and just overruling these judges from the Fifth and the Eighth Circuit. And maybe they'll hear the case eventually in the normal course of the appellate process. But what he's asking them to do, Dave, is to intervene in a preliminary injunction. I mean, the cases haven't really even been heard yet. There are just some judges that are putting things on hold until all of the issues and all the dust can settle. So I don't see the Supreme Court jumping in and overruling these two circuit court judges and sort of saying that the student loan program is either good or bad. My guess is they won't jump in at all.
Oh, you think they're going to refuse to hear it?
Yeah, I really do. Oh. I don't think that they're going to take the case at this point. And maybe they will when all the states are lined up. But my guess is that they'll probably just let the circuit courts decide what's going on.
And Greg, just to clarify, is the Supreme Court the only court that can overrule these judges?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Circuit Court of Appeals is the next step from the Supreme Court, and there's nothing between the two. That you go from the Circuit Court to the Supreme Court. So you're exactly right, Dave. The only court that can overrule what these two circuits have done would be the United States Supreme Court.
Greg, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for jumping on the line and sorting through this with us. And Dave, you had said a couple of months ago when this plan was announced, when President Biden said that he was going to do this, you're like, now I'm bitter that I didn't tell my kids to go get loans and have them forgiven. But guess what? Your kids would have been caught in the middle of a court battle not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, but then they would have an interest-free loan. Do you know how much I want an interest-free loan right
because
now,
Deb?
Because
there's not being interest charged while these payments are paused.
When these payments are paused, they don't have to make minimum payments. They don't have to make interest payments. Interest is not accruing. It's the greatest investment strategy in the history of the world. We should all be taking out student loans like crazy if they're just going to give us interest-free loans. Which is why you cannot just put a pause on this. You should have requirements. I understand when we were in the middle of the pandemic, there was some short-term relief to be had. I think most of us said, yeah, I understand that things are crazy right now. Things are not crazy right now. It is back to normal. So let's return back to normal.
Define normal. Sort of back to normal.
It's totally back to normal.
Back to normal.
Aside from paying like $5 a gallon
gas. You heard me say it. You heard me say it. I don't believe that the Biden administration can continue to use the pandemic as a reason or their legal argument in this matter. I think that
it's laughable.
It's in the rearview mirror. That our legal argument is in the rearview mirror. I got to come up with a new one. But it sounds, according to like Greg, that this one's going to be a wash out to sea. Straight ahead, state of Utah, fat with cash, a massive $3.3 billion surplus. Let's get a lawmaker on the line to find out what they're going to do with that gigantic pile of money next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.